And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Hope you all had a nice three-day weekend, Labor Day holiday yesterday. It was a little warm, but stayed cool. A lot of things going on in the community, but you were out staying safe and healthy and just having a good time. A lot of things going on. I mean, it's already September the 8th. And, you know, there's only 30 days in September. I feel like just a few more days and we're halfway through the month. But it's the first show of September. I want to thank Matt Zurcher for filling in for me last week. I was attending the press conference over at the Findlay Toyota Center for the new indoor arena football team that will be starting to play here at the Findlay Toyota Center in March of 2021. So they announced the team will be playing here, introduced the owners, and then I understand tomorrow there's a press conference announcing the coaching staff. So a lot of things going on happening at the Findlay Toyota Centers in Prescott Valley. Really exciting for us. This is also Patriot Week, or the week that we put up the flags at the Prescott Valley Healing Fields of Northern Arizona. They are at the Civic Center, 3,000 flags representing those lives lost on 9/11, September 11, 2001. So they're up every day through Friday. So if you haven't had a chance, go by and look at the flags. Each one represents someone. There's a biography that it's attached. If they were in law enforcement or a fireman or in military service, there's boots at their flag. And then of the little children that were lost, there's little teddy bears. So quite a moving tribute and remembrance to those. And in fact, we will be having our Patriot Day ceremonies on Saturday. And my first guest will be Heidi Foster with the town of Prescott Valley. We'll be talking about that. So stick with us. We're going to take a short break. And you're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online and save $10 at barrettpropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Heidi Foster with the Town of Prescott Valley, Communications Coordinator, the Jill of all trades. And I got to say, thank you for assisting us on our Community Excellence Awards presentation. Heidi, their photos were amazing, but that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was fun, and it's great to see the people that do so much for our community be recognized.
And we were glad to be able to pull it off.
Yes.
Because, as you know, we had to cancel our annual banquet that we always have as part of the Chamber's year, but it's all a celebration for those award recipients. And
right.
Because of the gatherings and the restrictions on that, we weren't able to have it. But those people have still done amazing things. So we wanted to make sure we were able to present the awards. And next year, we'll invite them back to the banquet.
Yes.
Hopefully, we all move forward. I'm
so
praying.
We've all lost 15 pounds because we've missed all those banquets, but we've gained the COVID 15.
So
I guess it's a wash.
It is a wash. So when I entered the show, we were talking about the flags are up for the Prescott Valley Heating
yes.
Fields of Northern Arizona. 24/7, people can go and view and see who those flags are representing, those lives lost mm-hmm. on September 11, 2001.
It always amazes me. It's our ninth year this year, and you know, anytime you go 24 hours, the fields are lit at night. There's about 3,000 flags out there, and there's a flag for every person that lost their life on 9/11, plus the 19 hotshots who lost their lives in the Yarnell Hill fire in 2013.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, I don't care if you go at 2 a.m, there's somebody on the field,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it's really touching. People go to find, and we have maps, they find the tag of the person that they knew or somebody they knew about and go and see that particular flag. And it's just an amazing sight.
Now, we had the blessing of the fields last Saturday.
Yes.
So Saturday night, and there was a concert with the High Desert Brass Band.
Uh-huh, they were
great. I was at a wedding, so I was unable to attend. But I heard that it was just quite beautiful, and people enjoyed the concert, and a lot of just a great way to spend an evening.
Well, it was so hot, and then
yes.
just right before, we had this little cloud that kind of came over and sprinkled a little bit and then moved on, but it cooled it off just enough. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, right about 6 o'clock when we start those events, the sun goes right down behind the library, and it makes just the whole field is shaded, and it's so pleasant to sit out there and hear concerts or attend an event. So,
right. Well, yeah. And we've got something Friday night.
We do, and this is one of the parts of the year that I really look forward to. You know, we have a whole generation of kids today who weren't even born when 9/11 happened, which kind of boggles my mind because most of the people our age will never forget that day.
Right.
But we have a wonderful memorial, a memorial remembrance that night.
Mm-hmm.
And so Friday night, we're going to have... you know, I'll just go through a little bit of the program. We'll have our firefighters, we'll have honor guards, we'll have Central Arizona Pipes and Drums. And this year we have just a very special speaker. It's a young man and his mom from Pennsylvania. I believe they're from Pennsylvania. And Hope Burke was in New York, and she was actually rooming with emergency personnel at the time. And when 9/11 happened, she lost all three of her roommates in that.
Oh, my.
And so she had a very, very hard time moving on. But she came across a book called One Tuesday Morning by Karen Kingsbury. And she said the book just totally, you know, just had a profound impact on her life. And so along the way, she had a little boy named Kingston, and she told that story to Kingston when he was 5 years old. And Kingston was so touched by that he spent his birthday money buying copies of this book. His first purchase was, I think, 5 copies. And they went down to Ground Zero, and he said, God will show me who needs this book. And so he went around and handed out copies
wow.
of that book. He's been doing it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kingston will be here to tell his story, and Hope will be here to tell her story. And I think it's just going to be an amazing, amazing evening. We have some music. We have our fire chief, Scott Freitag, is going to be speaking. Our police chief, Steve Roser, will be speaking out there for the first time. And they lower the huge flag off of the building. And it's just a very touching time. But nearer to my heart is that we can't afford to forget. Mm-hmm. We need to remember those people, and we need to remember these events. And so it's just it's 6 o'clock Friday night at the amphitheater at the Civic Center. And so we invite everyone to come out.
Bring your own lawn chairs or blanket to sit on.
Easily social distanced. It's a very large area.
Right, right.
Right.
I've been attending every year. I remember the year I brought my dad. Mm-hmm. And, both years that he lived here that we had the ceremonies. And he always just said, Prescott Valley is a very special place to have something like that. Mm-hmm. And as a Korean War veteran and somebody that, just believed in the passion of America, mm-hmm. that just touched him that our community comes together to do something like that. And I just have pictures of him and remember that pride he had. And it carried over to me and the pride in our community.
That's right.
It's beautiful.
That's right. And I to me, this is one of the most special things about Prescott Valley and one of our most special times of year, because it's not just about 9/11, mm-hmm. but it's about all of our veterans and our police officers and our firefighters who put their lives on the line every day. Mm-hmm. And we honor them, and we honor those that have been lost, and we honor the ones who are still serving. So it is a time to honor all of those people.
Right. So there's no charge. It's not,
no charge,
not an event
free.
To come. You're just mm-hmm. completely free to come on out. And like I said, bring your comfortable chairs mm-hmm. and just come out and spend an evening and then walk the flags if you want to. Then they come down Saturday morning.
Yeah. So Friday night will be the ceremony, and then Saturday morning. And we always can use volunteers. They're going to bring the flags down at 7 a.m. And all of the flags, it's amazing. You can imagine 3,000 flags having to be rolled up and properly stored. But
they're done, and they're done within
an hour
or so, mm-hmm. because people are out there to help.
They have it down to an art, I'll tell you. They really do. Police officers come out, firefighters come out, and the community comes out in droves. There are so many people who want to be and are proud to be a part of this.
Right, right.
So it's just it's a really good thing, and it's heartening to see all the volunteers come out.
I know. So, yeah. That's what's amazing. And this past Friday when the flags went up, mm-hmm. it was like an hour just to put 3,000 flags and the flags representing the hotshots up, and they're in quadrants.
Uh-huh.
They're organized.
The hardest part, I think, is driving all the rebar because, as you know, we get some microbursts and some wind and some...
Oh, that's true.
I mean, the wind today and tomorrow is supposed to be really big, but they have to make sure those flags can withstand a storm, and we've had some.
Yes, so. We've had. Well, go to the town's website to see photos, too, because I know that Facebook page, you can go to the pictures,
right.
and there's some beautiful shots of what the flags and the healing fields looks like, not only during the day, but in the evening. And I drive by in the evening. I have yet to walk at evening. I imagine it's quite the different experience.
It's just a time to reflect and, dare I say, really appreciate, despite all of the angst that we're going through in the country today, it's a time to really, really appreciate where we live.
Right. Well, Prescott Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Big time.
So Friday night, 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. Prescott Valley Civic Center. Come on down and join us. I'll be there.
I'll be singing. So.
That's right. You're singing the national anthem.
No, actually, I'm not. Danae Rubke.
Okay.
From the, she's worked for a long time at Findlay Toyota Center. And among
other
things.
Oh, she does beautiful.
Oh, she's
singing
a fantastic
voice. A lot of the NAS Suns games.
And then I'll be singing a God Bless America, America the Beautiful medley. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm a audience singer. So I'll
there
be on the
so
audience
long.
Sing, and if I'm standing anywhere near Gloria, she harmonizes. So
she has a lovely voice.
She
too.
Does. She does.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah. She's sang for us before too. So let's jump over real quick. A shout out to the Prescott Valley Police Foundation for their
Thank the Blue
event last. What evening
Wednesday.
Was it? Wednesday evening. Yes.
We were blown away, I have to tell you. That event was put together fairly quickly because we've had so many wonderful people in the community who have expressed or the desire to show appreciation to our police force.
Mm-hmm.
And So we put the event together so that they would have an outlet for that. The Police Foundation got together and did that. And so we thought we'd have, you know, 10, 15 cars in the little salute that drove by. And we had well over 100 cars. I mean, I think way more than that. I mean, it went on forever. Caused a traffic jam.
It went on forever. And it started at the Philly Toyota, and they circled us.
Oh, and they decorated their cars.
And the signs. Yes. And then, you know, the police officers were lined up on the street, you know, receiving that, you know, those thanks. And that was really nice. And then
Well, I got to tell you, there were some officers in tears. I mean, they so appreciated that, because you can imagine, you know, lots of times the people that you deal with on a daily basis, people are angry or they're in trouble or they're distressed.
Sure.
And so it was just nice for them to have that time to feel a little appreciation from the community. But we had a wonderful crowd.
Oh, yeah. And it was terrific.
They were singing and enjoyed the speakers and it was just
I love the plaque that's going to go on the side of the police department there by the statue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just a nice touch. And then, is there a bench out there? It seems like it would be fitting to have like a bench out there. Maybe that's our next project. Is
I'm not
to
really
have a
sure
bench
to tell you the truth. I'm
somebody could maybe
it.
Sit. You know, I don't know. Just something to add to that. Maybe there's a park-like reflection. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough times for law enforcement, and so the more we can say, we appreciate them and thank them. I think, you know, they need to hear that. They need to hear that from the citizens in the community.
So it was, and we thank everyone in the community that came out. We probably, I mean, I don't know. I was estimating around 300-400 people at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, because there was a good crowd.
It was excellent. Excellent. So, again, thank you to the Prescott Valley Police Department.
And we were so glad to get outside.
I know.
Just to be able to go out and see real
people. And it was later because they showed that video, so it was cooler.
Yes.
It was just a nice night. And again, it'll be a beautiful night on Friday, 6 o'clock, our Patriot Day ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
Please come out and join us at the Prescott Valley Civic Center. And
It really is a very moving, wonderful tribute. And so you won't be sorry if you come out.
And you get to hear Heidi sing, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
we can all join in. All right. Thank you, Heidi Foster, for joining us
here.
Great. And I'll see you then on Friday night.
Okay.
Listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. Lots of numbers here. But always on KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Leslie Allward. She's a naturalist with our very own Highland Center for Natural History. She's also a very long time and dear friend of mine, one who I've been honored to work with for the Highland Center Wander the Wild fundraiser every year. I think you kind of wrangled me into helping and being emceeing that,
like
Leslie, years
ago.
I think. It seems like yesterday, but I started counting the years, and then I went back and looked at pictures. I wore that. Then we were there. So the first year we were at,
I think, Talking Rock, right?
No, we moved out there for a couple of years.
Okay, so that's right.
Capitol Canyon. We were at Capitol Canyon, Talking Rock, and beautiful places.
Yes.
And this year we're virtual.
We are virtual. I know. This darn COVID stuff.
I know it. Darn COVID.
Darn. But you know what? Actually, it's given us kind of an opportunity because with the event, you know how tightly scripted it is.
Yes.
Being the MC forever. But now, and so we had 46 packages because it was like boom, 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 time to eat, time to drink, time to whatever.
Right.
And so this gave us a lot more flexibility. And I'm kind of amazed at the community coming up through for us. Mm-hmm. And we have 70 offerings.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's pretty exciting.
So this is an online auction.
It's an online auction. And I'll give you the URL in a bit. But one of the things, the staff at the center came up with, because we really wanted to kind of accentuate local experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have international packages, but we also really wanted to do that. And so the staff have put together things like adult day camps and bow drilling, which is creating fire with a bow. It's mm-hmm. called a bow drill. So we'll create fire and then cook a meal over a fire out at the center.
How brilliant.
I know. And Dave Irvine's going to do a traditional storytelling event for families.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so we're coming up with these strengths of people mm-hmm. that we didn't know they had necessarily, or we know they had, but we had never taken advantage of them before.
Right.
And they just jumped in and said, yeah, we'll do that. They're going to do a Watson Lake overnight and go night kayaking.
I want to do that too.
I know.
Well, I want you to know, I'm already registered. I got a little excited when I first heard about it. You know, I knew that these plans were coming because we had to not have the in-person event. And so I said, oh, let me look. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Then I realized, oh, it doesn't start till the 19th.
I know.
But I was excited by what I saw.
Yes. And so anybody can go on the auction site right now to look.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 32auctions.com/WTW 2020. And so anybody can take a look. There's a lot of things to see. So, and they're divided. There's a little, we have 8 different local artists who mm-hmm. have created things for us. Whole bunch of adventure experiences. And then they're separated by overnights and regional and international as well.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a brilliant idea. But what I will definitely miss is your table at the fundraiser that's always has so much fun and really drives energy, enthusiasm, the bidding. You just always bring so much, Leslie, that, you know, then one year you invite me to sit at your table and I thought, oh, I went with the big kids now and had so much fun, you know, just supporting this event. And it's in the Highland Center. Let's talk a little bit about the Highland Center for Naturalism, because a lot of people may not know this, and I don't know why, but we've got a lot of new people that have moved here. This gem that we have right here, just down the street from the studio.
Right, a couple miles from here. Uh-huh. Yeah, not even, yeah. No, it's an amazing. So it's, you know, an off-the-grid, 80-acre campus, we call it, in the Prescott National Forest. So, and it has classroom facilities. It has outdoor entertainment facilities. There's a covered amphitheater as well as a ramada for smaller, more intimate events. There's a Nita's Forest play area for children to play on naturally created structures. And just the whole idea is wonder, explore, and discover. And it gives people a chance to disconnect because the cell service is not good. Mm-hmm. we've tried to improve it, but it's simply not. But to get out there and look at the amazing Central Arizona Highlands. Actually, Central Highlands do extend into New Mexico, too. So I should get rid of the Arizona part. But we live in a pretty amazing area. Mm-hmm. And that's why the center is where it is, because there's a greater diversity of flora and fauna, animals and plants, than many places internationally. I mean, it's actually renowned internationally for the density of wildlife. And so it's exciting and beautiful, and who doesn't like the tall pines?
Absolutely. You know? And you've been out there for volunteering for many years.
Yeah, at least, I always say 10 years, and then it's sort of like, well, I started in 2007, so I guess it's 13 now.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you, what do you do out there?
Well, I'm still on the board. I'm past president of the board, and then I am the chair of the Wander the Wild Committee, and I'm on the executive committee, and I'm on the nominating committee, and I'm on the, I help with designing garden spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, I've done a design for Toby York's garden. Mm-hmm. He left a bequest after his death, and we're creating a butterfly and pollinator garden for him near the Ramada.
Mm-hmm.
So have just put together a design for that. We'll probably wait till the spring to plant it, but because my background is in landscape, I've done a lot of stuff with that and the schoolyard habitats,
mm-hmm.
the habitat at. Where the 5th and 6th graders go?
Granite Mountain.
Thank you. The habitat there is the most amazingly beautiful area. It's back behind the school, and nobody has, unless you went to school there, has nobody seen it. It's amazing.
And what that, and to make that point, because those habitats at all of our local schools are donated and done by the Highland Center
as an
outreach.
And the public, because the tax.
Exactly.
Tax donations can go toward that, and it becomes an outdoor classroom.
Exactly.
For use by the school.
Right, but it doesn't come out of like school funds.
Uh-uh.
And that's one of the outreaches that the Highland Center does.
Yes. And it's a 3-year program, so we design and build the garden and work with the staff, and then our education, a schoolyard habitat coordinator, then will teach the classes when they're able to get back into school. And indeed, kids were going to school today.
Yes.
And then the teachers watch. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, the teachers teach while our coordinator watches. And then we let them fly, always being available when there's updated curriculum or just.
It's a sustainable project.
Completely.
You know, so once it's in the school, it's there, you know, in perpetuity.
Yes.
And it's wonderful to see that a lot of the volunteers were going in and working when school wasn't in session to keep those habitats up.
Oh, totally.
So that's also one of the things that we do and for the Wander the Wild is to raise money for those school programs.
Well, and it's specifically for youth programs on and off-site. So off-site, we still have, I believe there's, I should have counted, 10 current schools because, of course, a couple of the schools disappeared, Miller Valley and Washington became a, district office.
Right.
But, a lot of children go through those schools and go through those habitat programs. And we've created internship possibilities for high school students now to be, we don't want to call them junior naturalists, so we call them naturalists in training or something along that line.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the Knee-High Naturalists program, which is for the little 4 and 5 year olds. Oh my gosh, one of the funnest things to watch is them to do programs with these children because they are still in that point where they do explore and wonder, right. and they don't mind getting dirty and playing in the dirt. And,
so we got to keep these programs going, Leslie. Yeah. So we got to have a wonderful, successful online virtual fun auction.
Yes, yes.
And again, it starts on September the 19th.
Right. At noon, we'll have a kickoff on Facebook. It'll be... And then also on our website. But people can start bidding then.
But you can start looking at them now.
Oh, absolutely.
Start planning your strategy.
And one thing that they have for people that wait until the very last moment and then throw a bid in, because we end at 5 p.m. on the date that would have been the event. Well, that automatically triggers a three-minute extension. And we know how many of those extensions we're going to allow, but the public doesn't. The idea is we don't want someone to just sit there in the very last moment, throw in a bid, and doesn't right. enable someone else to come back. So just so people know.
And having experience with bidding on that particular auction site, you get an email notification if somebody outbids you.
Yes.
So you immediately can go back. Like say, your bid's been successful, blah, blah, blah. Then you get this. Oh, we're sorry, somebody, and then you go, I'm going back.
But also, you can do it by proxy. In other words, you can start at whatever price you wish, and then you can put a maximum price. And if somebody bids over you, then you go. Then they will. The program will automatically bid for you at the next interval. So if it's a $25 interval, it'll automatically bid for you up to your maximum. So you don't have to be stuck.
I like that.
Yeah. So the proxy or in person works.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is the Highland Center for Natural History's Wander the Wild new online virtual auction.
Extravaganza
auction. And I can just see and listen, and behind my ears will be Leslie getting that excitement, building it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about doing it this way. I think it's a wonderful way to continue with the fundraising efforts in our new, the new reality
that we're
dealing with right now. And let's give everybody the URL one more time.
Right. So it's number 32 auction.
So it's 32 auction.
auction.com and then / WTW 2020. So in other words, Wander the Wild 2020.
So 32
auction. 32 auction.com / WTW.
Yes.
2020.
And you can go on now and sign and register and get your and start looking at everything.
And you don't even have to register to go on. So anyone, if they just want to follow it, they just want to watch it, that they can
do that too.
But in order to bid, you must
sign. Once you see those items, you're going to want to bid. You're going to want to support that.
And you can create a screen name like, Cuddly Bear or something like that, so that people don't know who's actually bidding.
I figured it out. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
Because you'll outbid me.
That would undo it.
Then everybody's going to know I'm going to outbid Cuddly Bear.
We would announce Marnie's Cuddly Bear.
All right, Leslie. All right, again, you guys coming up with some brilliant ideas to continue making things happen. And this is going to be wonderful, and I look forward to participating too. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Marnie.
All right. It's going to be a success. All right. Take a short break. A little news here on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5. FMKQNA.com. This is Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC healthcare experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit ridecat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Cottonwood police officer has been killed in an off-duty traffic accident. Arizona Department of Public Safety spokesperson Bart Graves says Cottonwood Police Commander Jody McCooch was riding his motorcycle Monday afternoon when he was hit by a suspected drunk driver.
The motorcycle operator, identified as 49-year-old Jody Michael McCooch, was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased.
He was married and had two adult daughters and two sons, ages 12 and 13. The suspect, 41-year-old Jason Howard Engel of Camp Verde, has been arrested for manslaughter and suspicion of drunk driving. Engel is accused of crossing a center line, hitting the motorcyclist.
Engel drove the SUV left of center and struck a motorcyclist head-on within the northbound traffic lanes of State Route 89A. State troopers did book Jason Engel into the Yavapai County Jail on a charge of manslaughter. Additional felony and misdemeanor charges are pending, and we suspect impairment to be a factor.
Very windy today and tonight, and much cooler, chilling after bedtime to a mostly clear 44 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, with highs of only 72 tomorrow, 77 Thursday, 82 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight cool down near 51, warming to a mostly sunny 80 tomorrow, 86 Thursday, 92 Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Jesse Hans, who's the Executive Director of CCJ, the Coalition for Compassion and Justice, of which I served on the board.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Marnie.
I think about the time they hired you, Jesse. What a great, great hire that was, making you the director.
I can't believe you agreed to that.
Oh, you know, I saw amazing opportunity.
And
this woman knows what she's doing. She cares about people, and she's going to take this where it needs to go, and that's serving the people in our community and most needing the ones that need it the most. So, great job. Jesse's joining us. Also, Molly, let me read this. Freibot.
Freibot, close enough.
Freibot.
Freibot.
Like Scott Freitag, only it's Freibot. Director of the, now I'm going to say it, Quad City Interfaith Council.
Yeah.
Okay, Molly, I'm going to let you quickly tell us a little bit what the Quad City Interfaith Council is.
Quad City Interfaith Council is a group of interfaith, or it's non-denominational. Every faith is included and represented.
Our faith-based communities.
Our faith-based communities and our community meetings. We have Habitat for Humanity. We have... what are some of the others that we have a lot of?
CCJ.
CCJ.
APAS, some of the organizations that they're out there serving our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're all together. It's a time for us to get together and just let everyone know what we're working on and share needs in the community. And especially our main concern now is Operation Deep Freeze.
Right. So suddenly it's like we have this all, now we have faced with something we can really dive in and help and handle. Mm-hmm. And years ago, I think, Jesse, answer me this. I think CCJ coordinated mm-hmm. Operation Deep Freeze, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, so Operation Deep Freeze actually existed before our emergency shelter.
Right.
So it was in response, and I'll tell a little bit of the story. Pop in whenever you want, Molly.
Okay.
But in response to, there was a man that was that froze to death, and he had nowhere to go. And he had 72 cents in his pocket, and so that became the beginnings of, knowing that we needed a shelter, but also really becoming active in the pursuit of making sure that people had places to go, especially on the coldest nights.
Yeah.
So, Operation Deep Freeze came to be, and what that is that we have several shelters in town, but we, on the coldest nights, we're all full. And so there has to be a place for those folks that haven't gotten into the other shelters to be and to be warm and to have some kind of fellowship and warmth and a meal and a safe place to be so that never happens again.
Right, right. And then after a while, the Salvation Army partnered, and at their facility there on Montezuma
mm-hmm.
opened up, and they took on Operation Deep Freeze.
Yes, for
and they've done it for several years.
Yeah,
yep.
They've done a great job.
Now, Operation Deep Freeze means on the coldest of nights, but there is a temperature cutoff. What is the temperature?
32 or 30 now. We're hoping that it'll be a little better because 32 and 30, there's not. You can freeze at both. It's.
I know I am.
It's cold.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Holy smokes.
32
yeah.
degrees, sometimes inclement weather. It's. We try to
snow,
open it.
Kinds
yeah,
of things
sometimes
like
we just have freezing rain and it's not mm-hmm. hitting that and we still want to open that.
You want to help people get off the street.
If their shelters
shelter.
Are full,
right.
We need to have a place.
Well, and I know this is something that CCJ has been addressing for years mm-hmm. is homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
You guys have done amazing, amazing work. But it's still there and in our community. And how can we help those that maybe make that choice to stay?
Mm-hmm.
But when the weather gets really, really bad, that's not the best place. And we don't want to lose anybody.
Exactly.
My heart breaks. My heart breaks to think that somebody would freeze to death because they had no place to go. Mm-hmm. Not a blanket, not a hot cup of coffee. So the Salvation Army is not doing it now?
No, after several years of executing it flawlessly, they have stepped back and said that they'd like to see somebody else in the community step up. And we would love to see that as well. And that could be really any business, any organization, a group of individuals that can take it on. And so there is funding available through the mm-hmm. Quad City Interfaith Council. So that is a program of the QCIC. And then we obviously would, as CCJ, help whoever it is, make sure that they're managing it well and know all the ins and outs of running a shelter as well.
So explain the need. The in addition to the shelter, what does that look like? What is the average population, let's say, on a freezing evening
They've been
at night?
Serving 20 to 25 people especially this last year when we had such freezing weather. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. But I'm making it so it's not hundreds.
Yeah, no.
It's 20. So we're trying, when you're looking for a space and what is your commitment, how many people you'll be serving. So it's
right.
20.
20 to 25.
Which is a lot. Yes. I mean, to think that those folks would be out on the streets with no place to go. Mm-hmm. But again,
many times, too, this is a shelter where they can just drop in once. They're not having to register. This is not a bunch of people who are, there's sometimes folks who don't want to be in a shelter long term. They don't want to, they're choosing to be on their own. They just need a place when it's
because
cold,
it's
when
cold.
It's frozen.
Yeah. Right. So what does that shelter look like? What does that space look like? Because we're sharing this with people out there saying, hey, help us. With a space, what are the needs in the space? What are the requirements?
What I think that would be absolutely necessary is a space that's 1,500 to probably about 1,500 square foot to 2,000. And restrooms absolutely available. So there would have to be at least two restrooms. On our wish list is that there would be a shower that's ADA accessible, but that's not absolutely necessary. Showers are available other places. And then staffing. So between volunteer and paid staff, that there would be someone always available to make sure that the folks that are staying are safe.
Mm-hmm. We'd also like to provide a meal every night, and
I was
that's
gonna say,
all done.
Is there a meal that would be beverages? Nothing's.
And that's a volunteer basis so far. It's been, and it's been wonderful because the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Catholic Church and all of our area organizations have pitched in and provided dinner, sometimes at the last minute. Mm-hmm. But you sign up for a week at a time, and you're on call for that time to feed between 20 and 25.
Mm-hmm. Depending on if that night gets freezing, hits the temperature, and they open.
They'll call you.
And they open, we say we've got, okay. Beds, cots, blankets, mm-hmm. sleeping bags. I mean, are those needs that have to be included in this space? Is that provided for QGIC or?
I think that could be. So I know the Salvation Army still has a lot of their supplies. I think they'd be willing to collaborate on that aspect.
Right.
But all of those things are needs throughout the year for Operation Deep Freeze and for us at CCJ and every mm-hmm. other shelter. So mm-hmm. if that's something that's on someone's heart, I would go ahead and give to any of those organizations because it's always needed.
Right. And how many nights were you open last year? Do you have those figures?
I think it was 75.
I think so.
We had a rough winter.
It was a wicked winter.
It was wicked, yeah, for sure.
Maybe that's we wore Salvation Army out. We wore them down.
75.
They need to rest.
Yeah, and you never know the way this year's going. I'm not putting past anything happening that's out of the ordinary. So is this a public building you're looking for, a private building? If somebody has, an office space that they're not using?
Any open space,
now, is it Prescott Valley, Prescott, any specific location? Are you really kind of leaning towards?
Yep, we're hoping to stay downtown Prescott. And the reason for that is that always is asked mm-hmm. is that the services of other agencies like Salvation Army is still doing breakfast and Catholic Charities has housing assistance. We help people to gain housing as well. We're all located downtown Prescott. And because we don't have public transit, it's really important to stay in that location where there are hot food and showers and all of those things. So we really are looking for downtown Prescott. We do make sure that the entity is insured that has the program. So it could be any type of building, as long as it's an open area where a staff member could see all of the individuals as they're sleeping and make sure everyone's safe. It could be any type of building.
Mm-hmm.
Business, personal, faith-based organization, any of those.
Well, it sounds like a tall order, but I think this community truly has angels in it,
mm-hmm.
that somebody's out there and hopefully whether they're, I know you're getting your message out, but they're listening and know of somebody or is somebody themselves that say, I'd
Absolutely.
Really like to help because what better way than to perhaps save somebody's life
yeah,
by
absolutely.
Providing that space.
Yes.
Our community always steps up when they're needed, and that's what we're
Don't they do?
For. They always do.
That's kind of been our theme today
been.
On this Today Show and
it
how the community
up.
Steps up in
overwhelmingly.
Everywhere.
Just trying to get the need, let everybody know the need so that they can step up and do what they can. And this is a good opportunity to just mm-hmm. put boots to the ground and get it done.
So if somebody has wants to contact you, maybe they know of somebody or they're thinking on themselves that I'm this property might work, who would they contact?
azfaithbridge@gmail.com is our email address for Quad City Interfaith. That's azfaithbridge. It's all together.
Azfaith.
F-A-I-T-H.
Bridge.
B-R-I-D-G-E at Gmail. And then they can contact also CCJ and find out any information there.
And our main number is 928-445-8382.
Now, is this information on a website or somebody can, you know, kind of
right now, maybe the CCJ site would be
the best one to go to.
Yeah, the best one to go to.
Get a hold of us and we'll point you to the right person or in the right direction.
Because I'm sure somebody's listening and they say, but I have a million questions, you know.
Yes.
All of those lines
lead to us. Do the volunteers need to be trained? Are there, you know, specific, you know, other requirements because you are opening to, you know, opening a place to the public, insurance requirements, all that kinds of stuff, you know, that there might be other questions that, you know, we don't really have time to go into a lot of those details. But again, we're throwing it out there.
We can't wait to talk to you.
We need some help, people. Yeah. We need some help out there. And again, right now, as we've talked before, it's a little difficult to think about freezing weather when it's been, you know, 95 degrees for 8 weeks or whatever we've been facing in this heat wave and monsoon season.
Monsoons,
as we've been calling it. But it will happen. Just as the sun rises and sets, winter will come. We will have snow. We will have freezing temperatures.
Yes.
So we can anticipate that, plan for it, and let's see how we can help our community.
Yes.
So again, the phone number, Jesse, for questions.
928-445-8382, and leave a message for Jesse Hans regarding ODF.
And Molly, your website, your email.
azfaithbridge@gmail.com.
Great. Well, I hope this kind of stimulates some interest, some thoughts.
Yes.
People are out there kind of talking to each other now. So
thank you both
for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking this on. It's huge. It's a big deal. And like I said, winter will come and we want to make sure our people are taken care of.
Thanks, Marnie.
Thank
you,
Jesse.
Thank you, Molly, for both joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, time to say good night here on this beautiful Tuesday. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and as always, KQ&A.com.
Now, more than ever, it's time to support local business. Go out safely and grab a meal at your favorite restaurant. Catch up with a friend at a local bar or Christmas shop early at one of our great locally owned shops. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of our annual pre-buy program, where you can buy your winter propane at summer prices. Order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Waters Garden companion plants for September are Raywood Ash, Russian Sage, Honeysuckle, and Ivory Feathers Pampas Grass.
Ivory Feathers is a dwarf pampas grass that blends perfectly into desert landscapes.
The ivory blooms reach overhead height for architectural style around patios and ponds.
Well suited as a visual barrier or hedge in the far reaches of the yard.
You will find only the brightest grasses here at Waters Garden Center.
Shop in-store or online at watersgardencenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Hi, this is James Roush with Wallach & Volk Mortgage. If you're considering purchasing a home in the area, I have great news for you. Interest rates are at an all-time low. If you're thinking about buying a home, now's the time to make it happen. It's a great time to buy in Prescott. Call Wallach & Volk Mortgage, 445-8730.
An equal opportunity lender. License number 0018295. Corporate NMLS number 2973. AZMLO number 0914083. NMLS number 160209. Not a commitment to lend.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Thank you all for joining us today. It's good to be back. And I want to thank Matt Zurcher for filling in the last week, 2 weeks ago. And again, I want to remind everybody, open to the public tomorrow, press conference at 3 o'clock at the Findlay Toyota Center with the new indoor arena football team coming to Prescott Valley. They'll be announcing the coaches, but you'll get to meet the owner, Trey Medlock, and some of the plans going on as we continue through opening day, which will be in March. So again, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Findlay Toyota Center press conference with our new indoor arena football league team. And also Patriot Night ceremonies. Heidi and I talked about that a lot earlier in the show, but again, 6 o'clock at the Prescott Valley Civic Center. We hope you will join us for ceremonies, music, and remembrance, honoring those that we lost on September 11th, and just as a community coming together as a whole. And it seemed like I was mentioning earlier, this show has been consistent about people helping people and getting together and supporting one another. And I guess that's what the Quad Cities is all about. So I want to thank everybody for being a part of that, for joining us here on the show. I want to thank Mason. You have a good week. And next week will be Mayor Cal Palguda here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.